This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope your week is starting out well, and I'm glad to be starting it with you. We start each weekday morning at this time with a little time with God, and what could be a better way to start your day than taking some time out to put God first in your life? When you think about it, God is the one who gave you life. God is the one who set this whole universe in motion. And if we want to bring our lives to any sense of meaning and purpose and wholeness, we've got to bring our lives in line with God's way of life. Not just a way of life, but life lived in relationship with God. And any relationship only grows by spending time with the person. And so that's what we do each weekday morning. We take a little time with God together. And I encourage you, as we start to read just a few verses from the Bible, just to have an attitude in your heart that says, God, what do you have to say to me today? I'm listening. We want to just this week spend a little bit of time in the book of 1 John in the Bible. This is John the apostle, the disciple who was so close to Jesus, closer than any of the other disciples. This is what he says, writing a long time after Jesus has already died and risen from the grave and gone to be with God the Father. John writes, "What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us." Well, already you get this real theme in what John's saying, don't you? That he's not just talking about some ideas that he's come up with, some good moral principles to try and live by. He's talking about real experiences that he has had. What we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we saw, what our hands handled concerning the word of life. These are the things that John wants to share, things that he knows are true because he was there when it happened. He was an eyewitness. He goes on, "The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us." So Jesus started out with God the Father, and then he was revealed to us by being born on earth as a man, as a human being. He came into our world, but he didn't start there. He had existed for all of eternity with God the Father, and he came into our world to reveal to us what God is really like. He goes on, "What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with God the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete." So John is excited to be writing these things to us, excited to be sharing with us what he's experienced, excited to be pointing out Jesus to us. Have you ever thought of Jesus that way? As God's self-revelation to us. Do you want to know what God is like? Well, read the life of Jesus. Get hold of a Bible. Start in the New Testament. Any of those first four books of the New Testament, each is a different biography of the life of Jesus, written from a different person's point of view. But in each one, you get this beautiful picture of the nature of God. And God wants you to know that he is full of love and grace and wants to reach out to you. He knows you couldn't get up to him, so he has come down to us to build a relationship with us. I'm John North.